Hi, this is Elliot Haspel, and welcome to another edition of Best Practices Weekly. Today we're going to be talking about teaching vocabulary with the use of technology, and this is an article from The Reading Teacher in which two instructors, one from Vanderbilt University and one from the National University at Joya, discuss really concrete strategies and also some websites that can help teach kids vocabulary in very multimedia types of ways. And the article is a list of 10 strategies. I'm going to pick out four because I think they're the most relevant and also sort of the most new. I'm just going to describe them. So the first one is using visual representations of words in text. And so this idea is that vocabulary relies pretty heavily on the interaction between words. And so if we help students see both the frequency of words and what sorts of words appear in text, we can actually help them make those connections. So there are websites like www.wordle.net, and if you download the actual article, it'll have all of these websites. It's free. It provides this sort of word mapping ability. You put in some text and it'll create a word cloud. I'm showing what's the most prominent word, etc. And the authors talk about you could ask students what seem to be the most important words and why and how do these words to go together. A second idea is this idea of doing a digital vocabulary field trip. And a vocabulary field trip is the idea of the teacher having students read through lots of different texts about a topic, like, wolves, and then picking out and recording important words from all of those different texts, and then coming back together as a class or in groups to categorize them, discuss them, and really work on them as words, you know, start break apart the vocabulary and what makes them all similar, things like that. A digital field trip does a very similar thing, but it puts it very much in the students' hands, and it's very multimedia. So there's a free website that's trackstar.the4teachers.org, and that's where you can actually put together a list of websites as a teacher about the same topic. The authors give the example of if you were going to do a thing on weather in Alaska, you might have some websites on dog sledding in the Iditarod, and you might have some websites on the Aurora Borealis, etc., things like that. And you can actually annotate and put little pieces of guidance for students when you put together these studies. And then again, let students go through, take themselves through these field trips, let themselves pick out words that seem meaningful, vocabulary words. And because there is video, there's audio, there's all these different modalities that are being hit, and it's very much exciting for students because they get to do it on their own and they get to use the computers. A third strategy is this idea of letting students use multimedia to show their vocabulary knowledge. And, you know, a lot of times we'll have students act out vocabulary words, or we might have them write sentences, but this is the idea of let's go beyond that, and we could even have students create podcasts or short videos. Or one example they had was a PowerPoint slide where students pick out a picture and then they caption it in a way that shows the vocabulary word for the week. And again, this puts the onus very much on the students, and it's a lot of multimedia, so it's using a lot of different learning modalities. And the last idea and strategy that came out of this was the idea of just online vocabulary games, and this is pretty straightforward, obviously, but there are three websites that the authors point to as being particularly good in terms of having resources for teachers and in terms of having games for students. They're vocabulary.co.il, which is, I believe, out of Illinois. And then there's www.vocabulary.com. And finally, www.freerice.com. And again, all of these are on the article if you just download it. So in conclusion, you know, the traditional vocabulary instruction is certainly effective in some ways and has its place, but the authors here suggest there are actually a lot of really innovative and creative ways we can use technology with our students to get them really pumped up about vocabulary instruction and ultimately to learn a lot more words. So thanks, and we'll talk to you next time. Happy teaching.